Arley Cigarettes, spelled A-R-A-L-E-I-G-H.
And Cool Cigarettes, spelled K-O-O-L.
The only cigarettes that carry valuable coupons, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as Baron Munchausen, with his company including Charlie Cliff Hall, Robert Menard, Jeanette Nolan, Adelaide Klein, John McIntyre, Morton Bow, and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra turning old and new tunes into swing music.
Rawley Cigarettes are converting old and new smokers into coupon savers. And why not? Rawleys are a mild, mellow blend of carefully chosen Turkish and domestic tobaccos. Yet Rawleys cost no more than ordinary brands. You have your choice of plain ends or cork tips. And every pack of Rawleys has a valuable coupon.
Cools carry coupons, too. Cool cigarettes suit those who like a bit of mild menthol added to tobacco for refreshing flavor. Each puff is cool, yet none of the grand tobacco flavor is lost because cools are so mildly mentholated.
Rawleys and cools give you more than just an enjoyable smoke. They're the only cigarettes that carry coupons good in the United States for valuable, useful premiums. And every carton carries extra coupons. Try your union-made Rawleys or cools the next time you're out of cigarettes. And save those coupons. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra playing When the Poppies Bloom Again. In swing time, the three esquires will sing.
When the poppies bloom again, I remember you. There beside the river bank, where we kissed adieu. When you told me not to cry, held me tenderly. But the kiss was our goodbye, you were gone from me. My lonely footsteps stray where you must ever stay. I place a sweet bouquet, my token of love. Darling, till we meet again, I'll be ever true. When the poppies bloom again, I'll remember you.
Before the Baron finished his vacation, Tommy Dorsey and the rest of the party wanted to peek at Switzerland. So here they are, trudging through the snow, headed for a little alpine inn high up in the Alps. And trailing far behind the others, gamely fighting the icy blast, are our genial friends, Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Well, come on, Baron. Can't you walk a little faster?
I try, Charlie.
What?
But don't let me fall.
Why?
Please don't let me. I'm a union man.
You mustn't fall because you're a union man. But what's the union got to do with it?
I can't sit down unless a strike is called.
Oh, you can. Yeah.
But Charlie.
What?
Charlie, I'm freezing.
Ah, don't think about it, Baron. Lose yourself in the pristine beauty of this alpine scenery, the never-ending mountain peaks reaching up as though to kiss the azure mantle of the sky. Does the wind bother you?
No. Keep on talking. Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. What? Listen, Charlie.
What?
An alpine hillbilly.
No. That's a Swiss yodeler, Baron.
Yeah, you know something?
What?
Maybe he's a descendant of Walter Winchell of Switzerland.
The Walter Winchell of Switzerland?
Yeah. William Tell.
William Tell, the Walter Winchell. Baron, you should have worn your heavier gag.
Yeah, I'll put them on when we get to the second half.
The second half, all right.
But Charlie, the Swiss should be arrested for selling that Swiss cheese.
Arrested? Why?
Why? I bought some.
Yeah?
It was all full of holes.
Full of... Oh.
I give you my word. And they make... You know something?
What?
They make a little Limburger up here, too.
Limburger?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I got wind of it.
You got... You're pretty smart, Baron, but can you tell when you're out with a real Alpine girl?
You can't miss them.
Can't miss them, huh?
Every time you squeeze them, they holler, Alp, Alp.
Alp, Alp.
That's what they holler.
That's what they holler, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I only wish I spoke the language.
Well, why don't you be smart like me?
Why?
I learned to speak Swiss in 2 days.
In 2 days?
Yeah.
I can't understand it.
No?
No.
Neither can the Swiss people.
Well, oh, look, we made the hill, and look at this view. Why, that's Italy over there. The land of Giovanni, D'Annunzio, Martinelli, and Toscanini. Do you know what Italy's famous for? What?
A whole lot of foreigners, huh?
No. Italy has the highest male birth rate in the world.
Yeah?
One male child is born every 60 seconds.
What? One male child born every 60 seconds?
Every 60 seconds.
My, just like an express train.
What do you mean, like an express train?
A male a minute.
A male a minute. A male of... Oh, and look, Baron, all these little houses dotting the mountainside are Swiss chalets.
Yeah.
You find chalets only in the Alps.
Don't talk foolish.
Why?
It was my chalet that made me famous.
You became famous for a chalet? What kind of a chalet?
Ah, you know.
No, I don't. Come on, tell me.
What you dare, chalet?
What you dare? Well, come on. I'm frozen. Oh, wait a minute. Is that a straw hat lying in the snow?
Yeah, I picked it up. Look!
What?
There's a man under it.
You're right. He's up to his neck in the snow. Oh, pardon me, stranger, but how deep is the snow, anyway?
Oh, don't ask me. I'm on a horse.
On a horse? But aren't you cold?
Cold? Why, this is the hottest day of the year up here. I've just dug in for the summer.
But is it summer here now?
Oh, yes. Isn't today a scorcher?
Oh.
Temperature's up to 40 below. Ah, thank goodness for that cooling breeze.
Charlie.
What?
Charlie, let's get out of here before this fella gets a sunstroke.
Huh? All right, come on. Here's the inn right around this bend.
Oh, look at the people in the snow. In bathing suits.
Get your ice cream cones, Eskimo pie.
Ice cold drinks, farm leaf fans.
Well, Charlie.
What?
Well, they ain't going to make a fool out of me.
No?
Here, boy. Check my overcoat and give me a milk. Julep.
A mint julep? Well, oh, hello. There's Tommy Dorsey, Edith Wright, and Morton Bow drinking iced tea.
You say Tommy Dorsey's drinking iced tea?
Yes.
Even the Baron don't tell such lies.
Oh, I didn't know about him.
But Charlie, that pretty girl's just coming out of the door.
What? Do you know her?
Know her?
Yeah.
She almost got a fella killed in the last town we were in.
Well, what happened?
Well, I must tell you this.
What is it?
This handsome man. Now, listen.
All right.
This handsome man tried to flirt with her.
Yeah.
And she screamed. And a policeman ran up and hit him 10 times with a club.
Now, wait a minute. He hit this handsome man 10 times with his club?
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been awful.
Awful?
Awful.
Look at the bumps on my head.
The bumps?
That man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra say, sweet is the word for you. Jack Leonard will sing.
But all the stars that glow above seems to love my love for you. Because of you, the wind is wild tonight. My heart sings with every beat. Are you a dream here in the moonlight? Sweet is the word for you, and yet you seem divine tonight. You're mine tonight, my sweet. Sweet is the word for you tonight, my sweet.
Well, the Baron is nicely ensconced at the little Alpine Hotel and has given himself over to a day of pleasure. He and Charlie are just coming out of the tap room.
Oh, boy, that beer certainly tasted good, Baron. Name me anything nicer that comes off the ice than beer. What?
Sonia Henny.
Sonia off the ice.
Yeah, that's right. Ah, figures 1722.
Hello?
Oh, Baron, wait a minute. That innkeeper just addressed you as a number.
Yeah, don't say nothing. I register under my pen name.
Wait, you mean you've been in prison?
It was all a mistake, Charlie.
Well, come on, tell me about it.
Income tax trouble.
Well, what happened?
Well, you know, when my wife got the income tax blank, yeah. She tore it up and said, we paid that bill last year.
Well, say, what's the matter with Boris? Here he comes with a bandage on his head.
I hit him with a Scotch snowball.
Now, what in the world is a Scotch snowball?
You put a brick inside, then you don't use so much snow.
Oh,
aha! You assassin, you. A lawsuit you are going to get.
What's the matter? Can't you take a joke?
Not with a brick wrapped up in it.
Oh, quiet, quiet. Here's Aunt Minnie with a package.
Oh. Hello, nephew. You see what a present I got for you. A Swiss clockmaker made it special. Wait, see. Look. A cuckoo clock.
Nine. It is a cool, cool clock.
A cool, cool clock?
Yeah. See, I set the hands at 3 o'clock. I'm right. Now, watch.
Oh, look. The little door is opening, and a little penguin hops out.
Cool, cool. Cool, cool. Cool, cool.
By golly. Aunt Minnie. It's so cute, I forgive you for weighing 400 pounds.
Yes.
but the best news you haven't heard yet.
What?
I just got an offer to go on the radio for a corset company.
No.
And right now, I'm answering the cablegram.
Oh, oh say, that ought to be some broadcast. 400 pounds of Aunt Minnie demonstrating corsets.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. What a hookup.
What,
huh?
A... What a hookup. What a hookup, huh?
Yeah, but just wait till she hooks up with me.
No.
Oh, Charlie, why don't you boys come out and I stay with us? You can use the boys' skates over in the corner there.
Okay, Edith.
Well, see you on the ice.
Oh, come on, you guys. Get these skates on. Oh, say, can you cut a figure eight on the ice, Baron?
I can do a whole arithmetic problem.
Let me hear it.
8 times 3 divided by 6 minus 4.
Now, wait a minute. 8 times 3, that's 24.
Yeah.
Divided by 6, that's 4. Minus 4. Well, that's nothing.
Yeah. That's what I can do.
Well, you must learn to ice skate. Come on. Now, we'll teach you in no time. Over the snowbank and we're on the ice.
Is Boris a good skater?
Good. Hey, I'm a professional.
Then do something professional.
What, on this amateur program?
So now you're ad-libbing, huh? For that, I fix you right now.
No. Don't lose your balance, Baron. Bend over.
Oh, my back.
Oh, Boris, come on. Show him how before he kills himself. Over there, the ice isn't so hard. See what that sign says? Thin ice.
Oh, come on, comrade. Now, stand here and I'll show you skating what is skating. Watch your charnia.
Again.
Watch your trashnia. Watch your... Hey! Hey, the ice is cracking. I'm breaking through.
Help!
Baron, what happened?
Boris fell through the ice.
Help! I'm freezing! I'm freezing!
I've got to save him, Charlie. Quick, Help me get my overcoat off.
I know you're brave, Baron, but it's suicide. You know what you're doing?
Yeah. I'm throwing in my overcoat.
Why?
He's freezing. Catch it, Boris.
Oh, nice throw. He's putting it on. He's buttoning it up, but it's too late. His strength is gone. There he goes. Down for the first time.
Help!
Down for the second time.
Help!
Uh-huh. Down for the third and last. Baron, come here. Come back. Are you crazy? But look, the Baron's diving. He's got him. Help, come on, lend a hand here, will you? That's it. Now, easy.
I've got the Russian.
Yes, and I've got the Baron. You deserve those cheers, Baron. What a noble deed. First throwing Boris your overcoat, then diving into that ice water to save him. Baron, you're a hero.
Hero nothing.
What?
I had to save him.
What do you mean you had to save him?
That's the only overcoat I got.
The sun went out just like a dying ember. The day you left me in September.
It's the voice of Morton Bow. The song is September in the Rain.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down. Remember, in September, in the rain, the sun went out just like a dying ember. That September, in the rain, to every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. The spring is here to me, it's still September, that September in the rain. My daydreams lie buried in autumn leaves, they're covered with autumn rain. The time is sweet September, the place a shady lane. I'm riding the wings of an autumn breeze back to my memory. September in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember. That September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. The spring is here to me, it's just September, that September in a
And here's the Baron all dry again and up to his old pranks.
Charlie.
Yes, Baron, what's the matter?
You better come out here quick.
What?
Those fellas who are making those moving pictures here are planning to murder you.
Murder me?
Yeah.
Well, what makes you think they're planning to murder me?
I just heard them say...
What did they say?
Tomorrow we throw that dummy over a cliff. That's what he said.
Oh, that's very cute, Baron. I have some news for you. What? We're going mountain climbing.
Who?
We are, you and me, right to the top of Monte Rosa. From that peak, we can see Geneva, where the peace conference was held.
Yeah, that was a waste of time.
What, the whole of the world peace conference?
Sure. As long as they sell marriage licenses.
Yeah.
How can we expect to have peace?
Oh, come on. Get your skis on. Yours are the gray ones. Do you mind gray skis?
No, I'm like Al Jolson.
Al Jolson?
Yeah. When there are gray skis...
Gray skis.
I don't mind the gray skis.
Quiet.
I could think slower.
Yeah, you can, but don't.
No, but Charlie, I can't wear these. I got to have women's skis.
You've got to have women's skis?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, since the striptease came in, I promised my wife...
You promised her what?
I'd stay away from men's skis.
Men's skis. May I cut in? Yeah, it might save the program. Go ahead.
And here is the mountain. Here is the mountain climbing party at the foot of Monte Rosa, about to start the hazardous 3-mile ascent.
Hey, wait a minute. Say, wait. Where's the mountain?
Behind Aunt Minnie.
Behind.
Aunt Minnie, darling, you're cutting off the view.
Oh, there it is. There, I see it. Come on, up we go.
Well, goodbye, everybody, and don't fall.
No, goodbye, Aunt Minnie. That's all right. Charlie.
What?
Charlie, why are we all tied together with this rope?
Well, that's so if one of us goes, we all go.
Who put that in the script? The sponsors?
The sponsors?
Yeah. Looks like they're figuring on making a clean sweep.
Yeah. Oh, pardon me, brother. But how about an accident policy? As sure as you're clear to the top, 300 happy widows have collected on this one mountain alone. Now, why not let your widow be the 301st?
Whose widow? I ain't going to have any widow.
Oh, that's what you think. Yeah. Well, I'll be coming around the mountain.
Did you hear that, Boris? That guy is loony.
Not from the way you climb a mountain, you dunce, you. Why don't you feel for footholds? Why don't you put your foot where it belongs?
Don't tempt me. Please, if I did, you wouldn't sit down for a week.
Well, howdy, brother. This is just a routine follow-up call from my previous visit. I'll just side here and break your neck at our expense. We even furnished the flower.
Yeah, will you get away, will you?
Hey, look at the sign, folks. This is Echo Point. Echo Point. Hear that? Now I'll give a hunting call. Da-da-da, da-da-da. Da-da-da, da-da-da. You try it, Charlie.
All right.
Ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta. Wait, I give a good one.
Go ahead.
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
No frolly cigarettes.
It's no use, Charlie.
No.
We can't get away from the sponsor.
Yeah.
But this echo business is fun. Look, I make my wife talk to me.
Go ahead.
I'm the Baron's wifey.
I'm the Baron's wifey.
There she is.
Yes.
Now I say a funny one.
Go ahead.
I used to be a bum.
You're still a bum.
Oh!
Pardon me, brother.
Again. Can't get rid of this fellow.
Now listen. If you passed on tonight, could your wife pay her bills 50 years from now, or haven't you ever given that a thought?
Listen, you.
And if you let your dividends accumulate, we also give your widow a cocktail shaker to help her forget.
Bobsled run. If you are tired, monsieur, take a bobsled.
That's all, Charlie. I've had enough climbing. You get in the back of this bobsled and I'll steer.
Ah, but Baron, bobsledding is a dangerous sport. You take curves at express train speed.
Don't worry, I take curves at express train speed before.
Where?
On express train.
All ready, monsieur?
Yeah, give it a push. Hang on, Charlie. We're off!
Baron, look out! Look out! Bank to the left! Bank to the right! Now bank to the left again. Now bank to the right.
What is this, bank night?
Bank night. Look out, Baron, a hairpin turn. Hit it low. No, low! Great heavens, we went over the top. We're sailing through the air. We're headed for that big tree.
Oh, Charlie!
What? Yes, Baron?
You don't happen to see that insurance man around, do you? Oh.
Baron, are you alive?
Oh, my head.
Your head? Well, quick, what's your telephone number?
Skylar 4.
All right, that's enough. I just wanted to make sure you didn't have amnesia.
What?
I just wanted to make sure you didn't have amnesia.
Are they changing the telephone exchanges again?
God, exchanges. No. But in cases of head injuries, the result is often amnesia.
Yeah?
A mental blacking out with loss of memory. For instance, if you were in Hollywood and had a date with Myrna Loy and you didn't show up that night...
Oh.
What would that be? A sure sign that you were suffering from. Well, come on, tell me.
Paralysis.
Paralysis.
There's one thing Raleigh's have, folks, that...
Hey, you! Stick 'em up!
That no other cigarette can...
Stop the chin music! I said stick 'em up!
Say, what is this? Hold up.
Shut up and shell out. All of you.
Okay, here's my money.
And my lovely diamond ring.
And my wallet, only it's empty.
Hey! You with the medals. What you got?
Who, me? Absolutely all I have is 250 Raleigh and cool coupons.
Coupons? Now you're talking. Gimme.
No. Go ahead and shoot. I'm saving my coupons for a 26-piece set of Oneida Community Par Plate Silverware.
Say, Baron, why not the folding bridge chairs or the Hammond electric clock?
Or a silk umbrella or a detecto scale.
Or a highball table.
Stay quiet, you mugs. Myself, I think the Baron ought to save for the complete poker set. It's more masculine.
Well, another crisis averted with Raleigh and cool coupons. Those precious yellow slips that are worth their weight in premiums. Why don't you start saving them? There are dozens of grand gifts you can get. But remember, no other brands but Raleigh's and Kool's offer you this dividend.
Smoke Raleigh's. Raleigh's are distinctive in taste, but don't cost a cent more than ordinary brands. You can buy Raleigh's with plain ends or cork tips.
Or if you like a mildly mentholated cigarette, smoke Kool's. They're soothing to your throat.
Take your choice, folks. Raleigh's or Kool's. And remember, save those coupons. Tune in again next week for another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, including Morton Bow and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra.